Good morning. So this gospel has this beautiful image about being recognized, being known. It says that God knows us so well, he even knows, can count the hairs on our head. It's very nice to be recognized and to be maybe called by name. I remember one of the most popular TV shows of all time was that great show Cheers, in which the opening song was about a tavern or a bar in Boston. And it has that beautiful line, "I'd like to go to a place where everyone knows my name." It's such a great feeling to be recognized. I remember years ago, I took my father out for dinner, and I picked him up at the retirement home where he was living at the time, and we went to a restaurant that we used to go to all the time, but had not been back in a while. And it was really nice when we walked in, the maitre d' looked up and said, "Hello, welcome back. It's nice to see you again." And then he gave us a great table, and the waiter was very attentive to us. You know, I guess it knows, it's good to know the right person. And so we just had a great dinner, and as we're walking out, the maitre d' looked up and said, "Come back again soon, Father Murphy." Feels better if they actually know your real name, you know. But, you know, it's not that big of a deal in a restaurant. It actually makes a lot of difference in our faith, though. In Jesus, or actually in our life, you know, I know that parents are always concerned about who their children are meeting online and social media. Who are these people? We want to know who they are. I think voters want to know who our political leaders are. Who are these people that want to have so much power? I think people are kind of interested in who are the national leaders. Who's running China? Who's running Russia, if anybody is? I'm sure people were kind of searching who is Yevgeny Prigozhin and trying to spell that name, because these are important people that we have to know who they are, because they can cause a lot of damage and we want to know what's going on with them. And I think we want to know what's going on because these people want to know you for selfish reasons. They want to know how you shop. They want to know what your interests are. They want to exploit what their knowledge is about you. And that's why we kind of want to know, who are these people? But this gospel talks about Jesus knowing us, not for selfish reasons for himself, but only what is good for our happiness, what only makes our life more fulfilling, what only leads to our salvation. And we know that because he rose from the dead. And we have this picture here of St. Bruno, very rare to have this kind of image in any church. Normally the picture here is of a crucified Jesus, but here we have the resurrected Jesus, which tells us for sure that this person is of God, that this person is divine. And that gives us the assurance that everything that Jesus says about how we should live our lives is designed to make us happy, is designed for our benefit, designed for our lasting happiness. He always has our benefit in mind. So that's the beautiful thing about Jesus knowing us. But then this gospel ends with very strong words. Now, the whole first part of the part is Jesus knows us very well for our benefit. And then the gospel ends by saying, do we know him? Do we take the time to know Jesus? Do we take the time to discover his life? And do we acknowledge him before others? Or do we live kind of a silent, quiet Catholic life, never admitting that we're Catholic, never admitting that we're Christian, never admitting that we follow Christ? These are very difficult times in our nation right now. Sometimes there's very anti-religious activities. Sometimes it's specifically anti-Catholic. Sometimes you might be involved in conversations where people are trashing Jesus or that kind of thing. And you have the choice of either being quiet or, like this gospel says, to acknowledge Jesus before others. You don't have to be a theologian to do that. You can actually take a look at any of the articles that I've written here at the doors of the church. I've written on every moral issue there is. And I always write these articles as if I am addressing someone who completely disagrees with me, so that it's a very fair and balanced article. It's very important that not only do we celebrate the fact that Jesus knows us, but we never want to deny him. We never want to pretend that we don't know him, because this gospel ends on very strong words. We have the courage to speak our faith. We always speak respectfully, but we always speak. And that way, we have a relationship is exactly the way it should be. Jesus knows us, and we know him. And that is the cause of great happiness.